I've tried to never plan it out that much. My goal was always to just be working as a musician and to just keep busy with interesting stuff. I've never had any real map.
Music's led Adam Schlesinger in a range of directions, from rock bands to movie soundtracks. But now his songs are taking the stage on Broadway. This is Take 5, supported by Rough Guides, Smart Guides for Smart People. Hi, this is Rita Houston. With the return of Fountains of Wayne last year, we were reminded that the great pop songs take great writers. And one of the minds behind the music of Fountains is Adam Schlesinger. The Stacey's Mom Pop Rockers are one of many gigs filling Adam's schedule, including writing tunes for movies like That Thing You Do and Music and Lyrics. So even though fitting songs to a story is nothing new for Adam, making it work on a Broadway stage presented a whole different challenge. If you've seen the John Waters musical Crybaby, you know he more than pulled it off, earning a Tony nomination as proof. And FUV's Claudia Marshall not only saw the show, but had a chance to speak with Adam Schlesinger about his Broadway debut.
Of course, the John Waters movie Hairspray was turned into a very popular musical, still running today. Talk a little bit about working with a Waters film as source material.
First of all, I just have to say, getting to work with John Waters at all was one of the reasons I wanted to do this. And although he did not direct the Broadway show himself, I mean, he was kind of like the godfather of the whole project. He was around a lot and was always there as kind of a sounding board. And, you know, one of our goals in working on this was to just do something that felt John Watersy, you know, and really capture the tone of, you know, of him. And so, you know, we tried to somehow come up with a combination of his offbeat sensibility and our own senses of humor and go from there.
It seemed to me like that really is typified by the big opening number, the anti-polio picnic. Can you just give us a little flavor of that?
The movie and the show both open at this polio vaccination event. And so it's 1954 and all the kids are gathered to get their polio shots, which have just basically been invented, you know, and so everybody wants one. So we just thought, well, the most ridiculous thing you could do is just write a big opening number about getting a polio shot. So, you know,
it's a beautiful day for an anti-polio picnic. Picnic. It's a beautiful day to get a polio shot. A brave new world's in store for picturesque post-war Baltimore. And if you value the use of your legs, you've come to the right spot.
It goes on like that.
I guess it's one thing to work on a movie and to hear Hugh Grant sing a song that you wrote. Is it a whole lot different hearing your songs belted out on Broadway?
It's different. I mean, Broadway is a whole weird world unto itself that I knew nothing about, and I still don't really know that much about it, you know. But it's not something I was pursuing actively, and I got a call from the producers of Crybaby asking me if I wanted to be involved with it or at least take a shot at it. And I asked them at the time, this was about 4 or 5 years ago, I asked them, are there any songwriters they're interested in? And they said, well, there's this guy that writes really funny lyrics who works for The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and we're interested in him. And I said, well, I'm a fan of his and his work, at least, and maybe I should work with him rather than try to beat him for the job. So they actually...
So it was your idea to set up the collab?
Yeah, that was actually my idea, because I didn't want to compete against... You know, usually when somebody says, well, there's somebody we're interested in, it basically means you're wasting your time trying to compete. So I suggested getting together with David Javerbaum, who is known as DJ. And DJ and I did two songs as a demo, and we got the gig. And I'd say that our collaboration was the easiest part of the whole thing for me. You know, what was more difficult is learning how to work in this crazy world where there's 900 cooks in the kitchen. And if you want to change two bars of music, it involves re-choreographing, re-lighting, you know, maybe changing set moves and changing, you know, it's just so complicated. I had no idea.
Screw. That's what they say I've got. Or maybe they say I'm not playing with a full deck. But hey, what the heck can I do? Baby, I've got a screw loose for you.
Live at FUV, a much different performance of Screw Loose from the musical Crybaby, courtesy of Adam Schlesinger. You'll find the complete interview and more in our online archives at WFUV.org.
Take 5 is supported by Rough Guides. Information at roughguides.com. Smart guides for smart people.